At the office. While Jack was travelling from one town to another doing magic shows, his wife Jill went to work at her office in the Shard 5 days a week. One day, it was a rainy Tuesday afternoon, Jill was sitting at her desk when a colleague called Jillian walked up to her. "Do you fancy a cup of tea?" Jillian said quietly. "I want to talk to you." The two women walked to the tea counter, which was behind a curtain in a corner of the room. "Gosh, I'm knackered," Jillian said while they were making their tea. "You won't believe what that gormless bloke upstairs was up to last night." Jill already knew that the man who lived in the flat above Jillian was not exactly normal. Jillian often complained about the gormless bloke, as she liked to call him. "He must have been up to quite something to make you knackered," Jill said, and gave her colleague a curious look. "Oh, shut up," Jillian said, "and don't be cheeky, or I'll get cross with you. You know exactly that I can't stand that gormless idiot." "So what did he do then?" Jill asked patiently. "I expect it must have been something pretty daft." "Daft isn't the word for it. Started banging the water tap in his loo at 1 o'clock in the morning and woke me up." "Why ever would he be banging the water tap in his loo?" "I've got no idea. When the banging wouldn't stop, I got dressed and went upstairs to complain. But he wouldn't even open the door, say sorry. I told him to stop the noise, and he told me to go away as it was late. So I went back to my flat. I first went to the loo and then back to bed. Of course, I couldn't fall asleep again and lay awake for more than an hour. I'd only just fallen asleep when that bloody idiot started banging his water tap again. You can't imagine how angry I was. So I ran back upstairs and kicked his door with my foot. Did it help? No. He called the police and told them that someone was trying to break down his flat door. I heard him talking on his phone and quickly went back to my flat, but I couldn't get back in as I'd forgotten to take the key when I ran out. You can imagine how daft I felt." "Hell yes, what happened then?" "The police came and asked me lots of questions. I told them what had happened and they were quite nice about it. They even helped me to phone my dad, who has a key to my flat." "What did he say?" "It took him almost an hour to get to my place, and he wasn't too happy about it at first, but in the end he laughed. By the time I got back into my flat, it was almost morning. I'm so tired now, I'm feeling dizzy." At that moment, another colleague called Claire came for a cup of tea. "Hi, Jillian," Claire said. "What's wrong with your eyes? Have you been taking drugs or something?" "Well, I'm gobsmacked. No, I haven't. I'm knackered, that's all." Claire grinned. "I see. So you had a late night out with your mates, did you? Just make sure the boss doesn't see that you are knackered. He's cross enough as it is." "So what's wrong with him then?" Jill asked. "He caught that new bloke, Pete, having a fag in the loo. He told him that if he ever caught him smoking in the loo again, he'd fire him." Suddenly they heard their boss shouting at someone. Not wanting to be caught skiving, they quickly put down their cups and hurried back to their desks. When Jill got to her desk and sat down, she noticed a chit that was lying on it. What did it say on the chit? It said, "You are not allowed to waste time during your working hours." When Jill had read the chit, she looked up and saw her boss coming towards her. She quickly put the chit in a drawer. "And how are you getting on with your work, Mrs. Harding?" her boss said with a smarmy smile and trying to put on a posh accent. Jill closed the drawer nervously. Seeing her boss cross always made her feel nervous. Had he noticed that she had been away from her desk for quite some time? Who was the chit from? With her boss looking at her crossly, she wished she could just vanish at once, but of course that was not possible. She looked her boss in the eye. "Very well, thank you," she said, trying to answer his question without telling him anything. He looked at her seriously. "I hope so, Mrs. Harding," he said, and walked away. Jill noticed that she was sweating. Reluctantly, she opened the drawer again and took out the mysterious chit. There was no name on it, and she didn't recognize the handwriting. "Who the bloody hell can it be from?" she thought. It wasn't hot in the room, but Jill felt that she was sweating like a pig. She put the chit back in the drawer. "I need to wash my face in the loo," she thought. She was reluctant to leave her desk again, but then decided that it was more important to wash her face. In the toilet, she turned on the cold water tap and washed her face. When she felt better, she turned off the water tap and dried her face and hands with a towel before returning to her desk. When she got to her desk, she saw another chit on it. She looked around the room. All her colleagues were sitting at their desks, writing on their keyboards and looking at screens in front of them. It was quiet. Only one printer was printing a document. Finding another chit didn't please Jill at all. She sat down at her desk and read the chit. It said, "Behind the curtain or in the loo, wasting time is all I do. My cushy job will please the boss, or could it be that he'll be cross?" "Is this serious, or is it just someone's idea of a joke?" Jill thought. "I certainly haven't got a cushy job, but what am I to do? Either I say nothing and just wait to see if anything happens, or I ask loudly who wrote me the two chits. Though if I do that, people may ask me what it says on the chits, which would mean the boss hearing about everything, and if the others hear the bit about the cushy job, I'll never hear the last of it." Then Jill had an idea. Someone had put chits on her desk twice without being seen. She was curious to find out who it was, and she knew how to do so. She put the second chit in the drawer with the first one. Then she went back to the tea counter. She stood behind the curtain and looked towards her desk, waiting for the mysterious person to put another chit on it. She waited for several minutes, but saw no one. Suddenly the curtain was pulled aside, and her boss stood in front of her. "What are you doing behind the curtain, Mrs. Harding?" he asked her. "You're not skiving, are you?" "Skiving? Oh, no. I'm trying to solve a problem." Her boss was so surprised he wasn't even cross. "A problem?" he said quietly. "Hadn't you better do so at your desk?" "Oh, yes, I'm sorry," she said, and quickly went back to her desk. When she got there, she couldn't believe her eyes. There was another chit lying on it. She sat down and picked it up. It said, "A gormless bloke I'd have to be to allow you to see me." Jill laughed. She was sure now that the chits were not serious in any way. "Enjoying your cushy job, Mrs. Harding?" she heard her boss say rather crossly. She quickly went back to work and didn't leave her desk again for the rest of the afternoon, as her boss came back a number of times to see if she was wasting any more time. When she got back home in the evening, she was still thinking about who had put the three chits on her desk. She took off her jacket and shoes and went into the living room. "Hi, Jack," she said when she saw her husband sitting on the sofa. "I didn't expect you back until tomorrow." "My last show was called off, so I came back home early and had some fun with my magic mirror." He gave her a kiss and then a chit. It said, "Did you like the joke by this magic bloke?" When Jill was at the office, her colleague Jillian asked her if she fancied a cup of tea. Jillian said that she wanted to talk with Jill. At the tea counter, Jillian said she was knackered. She said that a gormless bloke living in the flat above her had banged the water tap in his loo at 1 o'clock in the morning. She said that she went upstairs to complain, but that the man neither opened the door nor said sorry. Jillian went on to say that she went back to bed and had only just fallen asleep after an hour when the man started banging the tap again. She said that she had run upstairs and kicked the door with her foot. The man had then called the police. Jillian said that she returned to her flat but couldn't get in as she had forgotten her key. She said that in the end she had to phone her father to come and open the door for her, but as she had only managed to fall asleep when it was almost morning, she was knackered. Then Claire came to the tea counter. She asked Jillian what was wrong with her eyes and if she had taken any drugs. Jillian answered that she was only knackered. Claire told Jillian that she shouldn't let the boss see that she was knackered, as their boss was already cross with Pete for having a fag in the loo. When they heard their boss shouting, Jill quickly returned to her desk. At her desk, Jill found a chit. On the chit, it said she was not allowed to waste time during her working hours. When Jill saw her boss coming, she put the chit in a drawer. Her boss asked her how she was getting on with her work. She told him she was getting on very well. Jill then went to wash her face in the loo as she was sweating. But when she came back to her desk, she found another chit on it. On the chit, it said that all she did was to waste time and that she had a cushy job. Jill asked herself if it was serious or if someone was having a joke. She put the second chit in her drawer too. Then she went behind a curtain. She wanted to see who put the chits on her desk. Her boss came and asked her what she was doing behind the curtain. He also asked if she was skiving. She told him she was solving a problem, and her boss asked her to do so at the desk. At her desk, she found a third chit. It made her laugh. Her boss asked her if she was enjoying her cushy job. When Jill got home, her husband told her he had sent her the chits using magic.